Chapter 16. Back in Ms. Starr's classroom, Pepper heard the deep throb of the flare's music. It made the window panes shake. She ran to the door, peering down the empty hall. She heard wild applause and balled her hands into fists. Where was Zinnia? Zinnia was supposed to come get her when it was time for the UDM act. If the flares were done, then it was time. But Pepper wasn't supposed to go without her. Zinnia was supposed to get an all-clear from Ms. Starr, and Ms. Starr was getting an all-clear from Ms. Fitznickel that the animals were safely put away. Ms. Fitznickel was getting an all-clear from Coach that the Fluxers were in human form. What was happening? Something must have gone wrong. It was time for the final number. Pepper's friends had to be waiting for her. She decided not to wait for the all-clear. She ran down the hall to the back entrance of the auditorium. From there, she could enter the prop room. She burst in. The Sparkies were laughing. All of them. The UDM kids looked small and shocked, with the exception of Bax, who looked angry. And Zinnia, Pepper swayed. Zinnia, an excellent flair for her age, stood before the school piano, hands outstretched and fingertips sparking. Was she? She was. She was trying to burn up the piano. Stop! Pepper wailed. Zinnia, no! Zinnia jumped. She saw Pepper, and it seemed as though a jolt pulsed through her and made her magic even stronger. The piano burst into flames. Wood crackled, wires popped, black and white keys flew into the air like a scattered deck of cards. It burned bright and was over in seconds. The piano was gone. Nothing remained but a smoking spot on the floor and a few sad keys. Everything in Pepper's stomach turned sour. What a good little actress Zinnia was. She sure had fooled Pepper. All along I defended you, she told Zinnia, barely able to control her voice. Zinnia pretended to look anguished. Pepper, I destroyed the piano, Pepper said. We need the piano. You know that because you got me to tell you what our act was. She started to shake. Pepper, Zinnia tried. Spots clouded Pepper's vision. She felt lightheaded. You were never my friend. You were a spy. You used me. Pepper swiped at her tears, furious at herself for caring, even now. She pointed at the door and said, Leave. You are a horrible person, Zinnia Clark. I never want to talk to you again. A shocked silence fell over the room. Zinnia muffled a cry, such a good little actress, and fled the room.
I think Pepper made Zinnia's decision for her now, wouldn't you say? Lacey spoke blandly. It doesn't matter what Zinnia wanted to do, my Sparkies, because she's obviously not going to be friends with these UDM wonkos after that.
She took off her sparkler headdress.
Rune, go after Zinnia and act like you're worried about her. Later, we can welcome her back to the Sparkies, but not until she pays for her mistakes.
How will she pay? Asked Rune.
Oh, we'll make her do something, said Lacey. Something creative. It'll be fun.
Pepper didn't understand. Pay for her mistakes? Welcome her back to the Sparkies? If all along Zinnia had been a spy, then why would she have to pay for her mistakes? Why keep up the act now?
She was trying to help us, Nori told Pepper. She wasn't a spy. Lacey told Zinnia she had to choose between us and them, and Elliot and I said the same thing, which we probably shouldn't have.
She looked uncomfortable, but then she squared her shoulders and lifted her chin.
But Zinnia chose us.
The world shifted beneath Pepper's feet.
I froze all our instruments, Elliot confessed. I panicked. Nori was freaking out, so I wanted to make her a cold pack, and my magic went wild because I was nervous. But Zinnia melted the ice on Andres's drums and Willa's water bowl, and on my guitar and Marigold's clarinet. She burned the piano, but she saved everything else.
The seventh grade flair teacher popped his head into the prop room.
Curtain time, kids, he said briskly. Oh,
Hello, what's this? Why didn't anyone use a fire extinguisher? That's really basic safety, you guys.
He stepped over to the wall and sprayed the last of the smoking floor.
Guys, we have to go on, Andres said.
He's right, Nori said. My father is out there.
Marigold and Pepper spoke at the same time.
But zip it, Elliot said. I agree with Andres. We're going on.
He looked at Sebastian.
Right?
Sebastian straightened his spine. He was the conductor, the leader of the band.
Let's do this thing, he said.